Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Text-to-audio generation using instruction-tuned LLM in latent diffusion model. Authored 2023 by Deepanway Gosal, Navinil Majumdar, Ambuj Marish, Suyanya Puria. In the immense scale of the recent large language models, LLM allows many interesting properties, such as instruction and chain of thought-based fine-tuning, that has significantly improved zero and few-shot performance in many natural language processing, NLP, tasks. Inspired by such successes, we adopt such an instruction-tuned LLM Flan T5 as the text encoder for text-to-audio, TTA, generation, a task where the goal is to generate an audio from its textual description. The prior works on TTA either pre-trained a joint text-audio encoder or used a non-instruction-tuned model, such as T5. Consequently, our latent diffusion model, LDM, based approach, Tango, outperforms the state-of-the-art audio LDM on most metrics and stays comparable on the rest on audio caps test set, despite training the LDM on a 63 times smaller dataset and keeping the text encoder frozen. This improvement might also be attributed to the adoption of audio pressure level-based sound mixing for training set augmentation, whereas the prior methods take a random mix. Preprint. Under review. Abstract. 1. Introduction. Following the success of automatic text-to-image, TTI, generation, 28-30, many researchers have also succeeded in text-to-audio, TTA, generation, reference 16, 17, 38, by employing similar techniques as the former. Such models may have strong potential use cases in the media production where the creators are always looking for novel sounds that fit their creations. This could be especially useful in prototyping or small-scale projects where producing the exact sound could be infeasible. Beyond this, these techniques also pave the path toward general-purpose multimodal AI that can simultaneously recognize and generate multiple modalities. To this end, the existing works use a large text encoder, such as Roberta, reference 18, and T5, reference 27, to encode the textual description of the audio to be generated. Subsequently, a large transformer decoder or a diffusion model generates the audio prior, which is subsequently decoded by a pre-trained VAE, followed by a vocoder. We instead assume that replacing the text encoder with an instruction-tuned large language model, LLM, would improve text understanding and overall audio generation without any fine-tuning, due to its recently discovered gradient descent mimicking property, reference 3. To augment training samples, the existing methods take a randomly generated combination of audio pairs, along with the concatenation of their descriptions. Such a mixture does not account for the overall pressure level of the source audios, potentially leading to a louder audio overwhelming the quieter one. Thus, we employ a pressure level-based mixing method, as suggested by Tokazume et al. Reference 35. One, our model, Tango, is inspired by latent diffusion model, LDM, reference 30, and audio LDM, reference 17, models. However, instead of using clap-based embeddings, we used a large language model, LLM, due to its powerful representational ability and fine-tuning mechanism, which can help learn complex concepts in the textual description. Our experimental results show that using an LLM greatly improves text-to-audio generation and outperforms state-of-the-art models, even when using a significantly smaller dataset. In the image generation literature, the effects of LLM has been studied before by Saharia et al. Reference 32. However, they considered T5 as the text encoder which is not pre-trained on instruction-based datasets. Flan T5, reference 2, is initialized with a T5 checkpoint and fine-tuned on a dataset of 1.8K NLP tasks in terms of instructions and chain-of-thought reasoning. By leveraging instruction-based tuning, Flan T5 has achieved state-of-the-art performance on several NLP tasks, matching the performance of LLMs with billions of parameters. In section 3, we empirically show that Tango outperforms audio LDM and other baseline approaches on most of the RICs on audio caps test set under both objective and subjective evaluations, despite training the LDM on a 63 times smaller dataset. We believe that if Tango is trained on a larger dataset such as AudioSet, as Liu et al. Reference 17, did, it would be able to provide even better results and improve its ability to recognize a wider range of sounds. The overall contribution of this paper is threefold. 1. We do not use any joint text audio encoder, such as clap for guidance. Liu et al. Reference 17. claim that clap-based audio guidance is necessary during training for better performance. We instead use a frozen instruction-tuned pre-trained LLM Flan T5 with strong text representation capacity for text guidance in both training and inference. 2. Audio LDM needed to fine-tune Roberta, reference 18, text encoder to pre-train clap. We, however, keep Flan T5 text encoder frozen during LDM training. Thus, we find that LDM itself is capable of learning text to audio concept mapping and composition from a 63 times smaller training set, as compared to audio LDM, given an instruction-tuned LLM. 3. To mix audio pairs for data augmentation, inspired by Tokazume et al. Reference 35. We consider the pressure levels of the audio pairs, instead of taking a random combination as the prior works like audio LDM. This ensures good representations of both source audios in the fused audio. 2.2. Method. Tango, as depicted in Fig. 1, has three major components. I. Textual prompt encoder. E. Latent diffusion model, LDM. And E. MEL spectrogram, audio VAE. The textual prompt encoder encodes the input description of the audio. Subsequently, the textual representation is used to construct a latent representation of the audio or audio prior from standard Gaussian noise, using reverse diffusion. Thereafter, the decoder of the MEL spectrogram VAE constructs a MEL spectrogram from the latent audio representation. This MEL spectrogram is fed to a vocoder to generate the final audio. 2.1 Textual prompt encoder. We use the pre-trained LLM Flan T5 LARGE 780M, reference 2, as the text encoder, eText, to obtain text encoding 7 RLXD text, where L and D text are the token count and token embedding size, respectively. Due to the pre-training of Flan T5 models on a large-scale chain of thought, CAUT, an instruction-based dataset, Dai et al. Reference 3, posit that they are able to learn a new task very well from the in-context information by mimicking gradient descent through attention weights. This property is missing in the older large models, such as Roberta, reference 18, used by Liu et al. Reference 17, and T5, reference 27, used by Crook et al. Reference 16. Considering each input sample a distinct task, it might be reasonable to assume that the gradient descent mimicking property could be pivotal in learning the mapping between textual and acoustic concepts without fine-tuning the text encoder. The richer pre-training may also allow the encoder to better emphasize the key details with less noise and enriched context. This again may lead to the better transformation of the relevant textual concepts into their acoustics counterparts. Consequently, we keep the text encoder frozen, assuming the subsequent reverse diffusion process, see section 2.2, would be able to learn the intermodality mapping well for audio prior to construction. We also suspect that fine-tuning eText may degrade its in-context learning ability due to gradients from the audio modality that is out of distribution to the pre-training dataset. This is in contrast with Liu et al. Reference 17, that fine-tunes the pre-trained text encoder as a part of the text-audio joint representation learning, CLAP, to allow audio prior reconstruction from text. In section 3, we empirically show that such joint representation learning may not be necessary for text-to-audio transformation. 3.2.2 Latent Diffusion Model for Text-Guided Generation. The Latent Diffusion Model, LDM, reference 30, is adapted from Liu et al. Reference 17, with the goal to construct the audio prior ZO, see section 2.5, with the guidance of text encoding 7. This essentially reduces to approximating the true prior Q, ZO, 7, with parameterized PEI, ZO, T. LDM can achieve the above through forward and reverse diffusion processes. The forward diffusion is a Markov chain of Gaussian distributions with scheduled noise parameters 0 less than B less than SS less than less than BN less than 1 to sample noisier versions of ZO. The noise estimation E is parameterized with UNET, reference 31, with a cross-attention component to include the text guidance 7. In contrast, audio LDM, reference 17, uses audio as the guidance during training. During inference, they switch back to text guidance, as this is facilitated by pre-trained joint text audio embedding, CLAP. We did not find audio-guided training in pre-training CLAP to be necessary, as argued in section 2.1. 2.3. Augmentation. Many text-to-image, reference 25, and text-to-audio, reference 16, works have shown the efficacy of training with fusion-based augmented samples to improve cross-modal concept composition abilities of the diffusion network. Therefore, we synthesize additional text audio pairs by superimposing existing audio pairs on each other and concatenating their captions. Unlike Liu et al. Reference 17, and Crook et al. Reference 16, to mix audio pairs, we do not take a random combination of them. Following Tokazume et al. Reference 35, we instead consider the human auditory perception for fusion. Specifically, the audio pressure level G is taken into account to ensure that a sample with high pressure level do not overwhelm the sample with low pressure level. The weight of an audio sample, X, is calculated as a relative pressure level, see Fig. 2 in the appendix for its distribution, squared, minus, P equals, 1 plus 10, 9, where G and G are pressure levels of two audio samples I and X2, respectively. This ensures good representation of both audio samples, post-mixing. G1 G2 24 Furthermore, as pointed out by Tokazume et al. Reference 35, the energy of a sound wave is proportional to the square of its amplitude. Thus, we mix X1 and X2 as mix X1 X2 2.4 classifier free guidance to guide the reverse diffusion process to reconstruct the audio prior ZO. We employ a classifier free guidance, reference 6, of text input 7. During inference, a guidance scale W controls the contribution of text guidance to the noise estimation E, with respect to unguided estimation, where empty text is passed. E, N, Zn, T, equals W, N, Zn, 7, plus, 1 minus W, E, N, Zn. 11. We also trained a model for which the text guidance was randomly dropped for 10% of the samples during training. We found this model to perform equivalently to a model for which text guidance was always used for all samples. 2.5 Audio VAE and Vocoder Audio Variational Auto Encoder, VAE, reference 12, compresses the MEL spectrogram of an audio sample, M Euro RTF, into an audio prior ZO Euro RCT, RXF, R, where C, T, F, R are the number of channels, number of time slots, number of frequency slots, and compression level, respectively. The LDM, see section 2.2, reconstructs the audio prior 20 using input text guidance 7. The encoder and decoder are composed of ResUNet blocks, reference 14, and are trained by maximizing evidence lower bound, ELBO, reference 12, and minimizing adversarial loss, reference 8. We adopt the checkpoint of audio VAE provided by Liu et al., reference 17. Thus, we use their best reported setting, where C and R are set to 8 and 4, respectively. As a vocoder to turn the audio VAE decoder generated MEL spectrogram into an audio, we also use Hi-Fi GaN, reference 13, as Liu et al., reference 17. 3. Experiments. 3.1 Datasets and training text to audio generation. We perform our main text to audio generation experiments on the AudioCaps dataset, reference 11. The dataset contains 45,438 audio clips paired with human-written captions for training. The validation set contains 2,240 instances. The audio clips are 10 seconds long and were collected from YouTube videos. The clips were originally crowdsourced as part of the significantly larger audio set dataset, reference 4, for the audio classification task. We train our LDM using only the paired, text, audio, instances from the AudioCaps dataset. We use the AudioCaps test set as our evaluation data. The test set contains 5 human-written captions for each audio clip. We use one caption for each clip chosen at random following Liu et al. Reference 17, for consistent evaluation with their work. The randomly chosen caption is used as the text prompt, using which we generate the audio signal from our model. Audio VAE and Vocoder. We use the audio VAE model from Liu et al. Reference 17. This VAE network was trained on the audio set, AudioCaps, Freesound Squared, and BBC Sound Effect Library Cubed, SFX, datasets. Longer audio clips in Freesound and BBC SFX were truncated to the first 30 seconds and then segmented into three parts of 10 seconds each. All audio clips were resampled in 16 kHz frequency for training the VAE network. We used a compression level of 4 with 8 latent channels for the VAE network. We also use the vocoder from Liu et al. Reference 17, for audio waveform generation from the MEL spectrogram generated by the VAE decoder. The vocoder is a Hi-Fi GaN, reference 13, network trained on the audio set dataset. All audio clips were resampled at 16 kHz for training the vocoder network. 2 https://freesound.org/cubed https://sound-effects.bbc-rewind.co.uk. px plus, 1 minus p, x, square root p squared plus, 1 minus p, squared. 10 equals 5 model, hyperparameters, and training details. We freeze the Flan T5 LARGE text encoder in Tango and only train the parameters of the latent diffusion model. The diffusion model is based on the stable diffusion U-Net architecture, reference 30, 31, and has a total of 866 M parameters. We use 8 channels in a cross-attention dimension of 1024 in the U-Net model. We use the Atom W optimizer, reference 19, with a learning rate of 3E-5 and a linear learning rate scheduler for training. We train the model for 40 epochs on the AudioCaps dataset and report results for the checkpoint with the best validation loss, which we obtained at epoch 39. We use 4A6000 GPUs for training Tango, where it takes a total of 52 hours to train 40 epochs, with validation at the end of every epoch. We use a per GPU batch size of 3, 2 original plus 1 augmented instance, with 4 gradient accumulation steps. The effective batch size for training is 3, instance, asterisk 4, accumulation, asterisk 4, GPU, equals 48. 3.2. Baseline models. In our study, we examine 3 existing models, Diff Sound by Yang et al. Reference 38, Audio Gen by Crook et al. Reference 16, and Audio LDM by Liu et al. Reference 17. Audio Gen and Diff Sound use text embeddings for conditional generative training, while Audio LDM employs audio embeddings to avoid potential noise from weak textual descriptions in the paired text audio data. Audio LDM uses audio embeddings from CLAP and asserts that they are effective in capturing cross-modal information. The models were pre-trained on large datasets, including audio set, and fine-tuned on the AudioCaps dataset, before evaluata for enhanced performance. Thus, comparing them to our model Tango would not be entirely fair. Despite being trained on a much smaller dataset, our model Tango outperformed the baselines that were trained on significantly larger datasets. We may largely attribute this to the use of LLM Flan T5. Therefore, our model Tango sets itself apart from the 3 existing models, making it an exciting addition to the current research in this area. It is important to note that the Audio LDML Full FT checkpoint from Liu et al. Reference 17 was not available for our study. Therefore, we used the Audio LDMM Full FT checkpoint, which was released by the authors and has 416 M parameters. This checkpoint was fine-tuned on both the AudioCaps and MusicCaps datasets.
We performed a subjective evaluation using this checkpoint in our study. We attempted to fine-tune the Audio LDML Full checkpoint on the AudioCaps dataset. However, we were unable to reproduce the results reported in Liu et al. Reference 17, due to a lack of information on the hyperparameters used. Our model can be compared directly to Audio LDML since it has almost the same number of parameters and was trained solely on the AudioCaps dataset. However, it is worth noting that Liu et al. Reference 17 did not release this checkpoint, which made it impossible for us to conduct a subjective evaluation of its generated samples. 3.3. Evaluation metrics. Objective evaluation. In this work, we used 2 commonly used objective metrics, Fréchette audio distance, FAD, and KL divergence. FAD, reference 10, is a perceptual metric that is adapted from Fréchette inception distance, FID, for the audio domain. Unlike reference-based metrics, it measures the distance between the generated audio distribution and the real audio distribution without using any reference audio samples. On the other hand, KL divergence, reference 38, 16, is a reference-dependent metric that computes the divergence between the distributions of the original and generated audio samples based on the labels generated by a pre-trained classifier. While FAD is more related to human perception, KL divergence captures the similarities between the original and generated audio signals based on broad concepts present in them. In addition to FAD, we also used Fréchette distance, FD, reference 17, as an objective metric. FD is similar to FAD, but it replaces the VG-JISH classifier with PAN. The use of different classifiers in FAD and FD allows us to evaluate the performance of the generated audio using different feature representations. Subjective evaluation, following Liu et al. Reference 17, and Crook et al. Reference 16. We asked 6 human evaluators to assess 2 aspects, overall audio quality, OVL, and relevance to the input text, REL, of 30 randomly selected baseline and Tango generated audio samples on a scale from 1 to 100. The evaluators were proficient in the English language and instructed well to make a fair assessment. 6.3.4 results and analysis main results. We report our main comparative study in Table 1. We co-mapper our proposed method Tango with Diff Sound, reference 38, Audio Gen, reference 16, and various configurations of Audio LDM, reference 17. Audio LDM obtained best results with 200 sampling steps from the LDM during inference. For a fair comparison, we also used 200 inference steps in Tango and in our additional Audio LDM experiments. We used the classifier free guidance scale of 3 for Tango. Audio LDM used a guidance scale among 2, 2.5, 3 in their various experiments. Tango achieves new state-of-the-art results for objective metrics when trained only on the AudioCaps dataset, with scores of 24.52 FD, 1.37 kiloliters, and 1.59 FAD. This is significantly better than the most direct baseline Audio LDML, which also used only the AudioCaps dataset for LDM training. We attribute this to the use of FLAN T5 as text encoder in Tango. We also note that Tango matches or beats the performance of Audio LDM *FT models, which used significantly, approximately 65 times, larger datasets for LDM training. The Audio LDM *FT models used two phases of LDM training, first on the collection of the four datasets, and then only on AudioCaps. Tango is thus far more sample efficient as compared to the Audio LDM *FT model family. Tango also shows very promising results for subjective evaluation, with an overall audio quality score of 85.94 and a relevance score of 80.36, indicating its significantly better audio generation ability compared to Audio LDM and other baseline text-to-audio generation approaches. Effective inference steps and classifier-free guidance. The number of inference steps and the classifier-free guidance scale are of crucial importance for sampling from latent diffusion models, reference 34, 6. We report the effect of varying number of steps and varying guidance scale for audio generation in AudioCaps in Table 2. We found that a guidance scale of 3 provides the best results for Tango. In the left part of Table 2, we fix the guidance scale of 3 and vary the number of steps from 10 to 200. The generated audio quality and resultant objective metrics consistently become better with more steps. Liu et al., reference 17, reported that the performance for Audio LDM plateaus at around 100 steps, with 200 steps providing only marginally better performance. However, we notice a substantial improvement in performance when going from 100 to 200 inference steps for Tango, suggesting that there could be further gain in performance with more inference steps. We report the effect of varying guidance scale with a fixed 100 steps in the right half of Table 2. The first row uses a guidance scale of 1. Thus effectively not applying classifier-free guidance at all during inference. Not surprisingly, the performance of this configuration is poor, lagging far behind the classifier-free guided models across all the objective measures. We obtain almost similar results with a guidance scale of 2.5 and better FD and KL with a guidance scale of 5. We obtain the best FAD metric at a guidance scale of 3 and the metric becomes poorer with larger guidance. 7. Temporal sequence modeling. We analyze how Tango and Audio LDM models perform audio generation when the text prompt contains multiple sequential events. Consider the following examples. A toy train running as a young boy talks followed by plastic clanking, then a child laughing contains three separate sequential events, whereas rolling thunder with lightning strikes contains only one. We segregate the AudioCaps test set using the presence of temporal identifiers while, before, after, then, followed into two subsets. One with multiple events and the other with single event. We show the objective evaluation results for audio generation on these subsets in Table 3. Tango achieves the best FD and FAD scores for both multiple events and single event instances. The best KL divergence score is achieved by the Audio LDMM Full FT model. We conjecture that the larger corpus from the four training datasets in Audio LDM could be more helpful in improving the RENS-based KL metric, unlike the reference-free FD and FAD metrics. Performance against number of labels. Recall that the AudioCaps dataset was curated from the annotations of the audio classification task in the AudioSet dataset. The text prompts in AudioCaps can thus be paired with the discrete class labels of AudioSet. The AudioSet dataset contains a total of 632 audio event classes. For instance, a woman and a baby are having a conversation and its corresponding audio clip has the following three labels: speech, child speech, kid speaking, inside small room. We group instances having one label, two labels, and multiple, two or more, labels in AudioCaps and evaluate the generated audios across the objective metrics. We report the result of the experiment in Table 4. Tango outperforms Audio LDM models across all the objective metrics for audio generation from texts with one label or two labels. For texts with multiple labels, Audio LDM achieves a better KL divergence score and Tango achieves better FD and FAD scores. Interestingly, all the models achieve consistently better FD and KL scores with progressively more labels, suggesting that such textual prompts are more effectively processed by the diffusion models. Categorical modeling. The class labels in AudioSet can be arranged hierarchically to obtain the following top-level categories. I, human sounds. E, animal sounds. E, natural sounds. IV, sounds of things. V, channel, environment, background sounds. V, source ambiguous sounds. And V, music. We map the class labels in AudioCaps to the 7 main categories listed above. The music category is very rare in AudioCaps and the rest either appear on their own or in various combinations with others. We select the most frequently occurring category combinations and analyze the performance of various models within the constituting AudioCaps instances in Table 5. The performance of the two models is pretty balanced across the FD and KL metrics, with Tango being better in 8 some, and Audio LDM in others. However, Tango achieves better FAD scores in all but one group, with large improvements in human, animal, natural, things, and natural, things categories. 4. Related works. Diffusion models. Recent years have seen a surge in diffusion models as a leading approach for generating high-quality speech. Reference 1, 15, 24, 25, 9, 7. These models utilize a fixed number of Markov chain steps to transform white noise signals into structured waveforms. Among them, FastDiff has achieved remarkable results in high-quality speech synthesis, reference 7. By leveraging a stack of time-aware diffusion processes, FastDiff can generate speech samples of exceptional quality at an impressive speed, 58 times faster than real-time on a V100 GPU, making it practical for speech synthesis deployment. It surpasses other existing methods in end-to-end text-to-speech synthesis. Another noteworthy probabilistic model for audio synthesis is DiffWave, reference 15, which is non-autoregressive and generates high-fidelity audio for various waveform generation tasks, including neural vocoding conditioned on MEL spectrogram, class conditional generation, and unconditional generation. DiffWave delivers speech quality that is on par with the powerful WaveNet vocoder, reference 23, while synthesizing audio much faster. Diffusion models have emerged as a promising approach for speech processing, particularly in speech enhancement, reference 20, 33, 26, 21. Recent advancements in diffusion probabilistic models have led to the development of a new speech enhancement algorithm that incorporates the characteristics of noisy speech signals into the forward and reverse diffusion processes, reference 22. This new algorithm is a generalized form of the probabilistic diffusion model, known as the conditional diffusion probabilistic model. During its reverse process, it can adapt to non-Gaussian real noises in the estimated speech signal, making it highly effective in improving speech quality. In addition, Chu et al., reference 26, propose SRTNet, a novel method for speech enhancement that incorporates the diffusion model as a module for stochastic refinement. The proposed method comprises a joint network of deterministic and stochastic modules, forming the enhance and refine paradigm. The paper also includes a theoretical demonstration of the proposed method's feasibility and presents experimental results to support its effectiveness, highlighting its potential in improving speech quality. Text-to-audio generation. The field of text-to-audio generation has received limited attention until recently, reference 16, 38. In Yang et al., reference 38, a text encoder is used to obtain text features, which are then processed by a non-autoregressive decoder to generate spectrogram tokens. These tokens are fed to a vector-quantized VAE, VQVAE, to generate MEL spectrograms that are used by a vocoder to generate audio. The non-autoregressive decoder is a probabilistic diffusion model. In addition, Yang et al., reference 38, introduced a novel data augmentation technique called the Mask-Based Text Generation 9 Strategy, MBTG, which masks out portions of input text that do not represent any event, such as those indicating temporality. The aim of MBTG is to learn augmented text descriptions from audio during training. Although this approach seems promising, its fundamental limitation is the lack of diversity in the generated data, as it fails to mix different audio samples. Later, Crook et al., reference 16, proposed a correction to this method, mixing audio signals according to random signal-to-noise ratios and concatenating the corresponding textual descriptions. This approach allows for the generation of new text-audio pairs and mitigates the limitations of Yang et al., reference 38. Unlike Yang et al., reference 38, the architecture proposed in Crook et al.,
Reference 16. Uses a transformer encoder and decoder network to auto-regressively generate audio tokens from text input. Recently, Liu et al. Reference 17. Proposed audio LDM, which translates the latent diffusion model of text-to-visual to text-to-audio generation. They pre-trained VAE-based encoder-decoder networks to learn a compressed latent representation of audio, which was then used to guide a diffusion model to generate audio tokens from text input. They found that using audio embeddings instead of text embeddings during the backward diffusion process improved conditional audio generation. During inference time, they used text embeddings for text-to-audio generation. Audio and text embeddings were obtained using pre-trained CLAP, which is the audio counterpart of clip embeddings used in the original LDM model. 5. Limitations. Tango is not always able to finely control its generations over textual control prompts as it is trained only on the small audio caps dataset. For example, the generations from Tango for prompt chopping tomatoes on a wooden table and chopping potatoes on a metal table are very similar. Chopping vegetables on a table also produces similar audio samples. Training text-to-audio generation models on larger datasets is thus required for the model to learn the composition of textual concepts and varied text-audio mappings. In the future, we plan to improve Tango by training it on larger datasets and enhancing its compositional and controllable generation ability. 6. Conclusion. In this work, we investigate the effectiveness of the instruction-tuned model, FLAN-T5, for text-to-audio generation. Specifically, we use the textual embeddings produced by FLAN-T5 in the latent diffusion model to generate MEL spectrogram tokens. These tokens are then fed to a pre-trained variational autoencoder, VAE, to generate MEL spectrograms, which are later used by a pre-trained vocoder to generate audio. Our model achieved superior performance under both objective and subjective evaluations compared to the state-of-the-art text-to-audio model, audio LDM, despite using only 63 times less training data. We primarily attribute this performance improvement to the representational power of FLAN-T5, which is due to its instruction-based tuning in the pre-training stage. In the future, we plan to investigate the effectiveness of FLAN-T5 in other audio tasks, such as audio super-resolution and inpainting. 10. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.